صباح الخير. عناوين اليوم: تسلا تطلق روبوت بشري، والكشف عن سبب انضمام أنجلينا جولي لإنستغرام، ونتفليكس تطلق ميزة صوتية جديدة. يا أهلا وسهلا فيكم ببرنامجكم صباحكم مع سماشي، معي أنا هالة بسام، ومعنا بخلف الكواليس علي.
يا جماعة الخير،
كيفك اليوم علي؟
اليوم اوكي، بس تخنى شوية بالبداية.
علي شوي هيك علق بالبداية يعني، بس الامور تمام حاليا. بنتمنى لكم بداية اسبوع سعيدة للجميع، مليئة بالانتاجية والايجابية ايضا. وشكرا لكل الناس اللي عم تتابعنا، سواء كان خلف الكواليس على الانستغرام لايف، او وين ما كنتوا عم تتابعونا، تطبيق سماشي، الويب سايت، او حتى مواقع التواصل الاجتماعي الخاصة فينا. ومن دون اي اطالة خلونا نبدا باخبارنا لليوم. نحن بثينا على قناة سماشي تي في الحدث الـ AI، واللي هو عن الذكاء الاصطناعي لشركة تسلا تحديدا. الآن كشف الرئيس التنفيذي لشركة تسلا إيلون ماسك أن الشركة المصنعة للسيارات الكهربائية راح تطلق روبوتا متخصصا بأداء الأعمال الخطيرة. وقال إيلون ماسك أن شركته ستطلق تسلا بوت العام القادم، وهو نموذج أولي لروبوت راح يشبه البشر، راح يقوم بأداء أعمال خطيرة متكررة مملة ما بيروق للناس القيام بها. وفي حدث في إطار يوم الذكاء الاصطناعي، قال رائد الأعمال ملياردير إنه الروبوت اللي رح يبلغ طوله تقريباً 176 سنتيمتر، أطول مني يعني، رح يتمكن من أداء مهام مثل ربط براغي بالسيارات، استخدام مفتاح ربط مثلاً، شراء أمور من البقالة ومن المتاجر، وغيرها من العمليات اللي تعتبر ممكن تكون مملة للبشر. وأوضح إيلون ماسك إنه الروبوت رح يكون له تأثير هائل على الاقتصاد أيضا، إذ سيواجه نقص العمالة، ومضيفا أيضا أنه كان من المهم عدم جعل الروبوت أيضا باهظ التكلفة، بحيث يصير في عن جد للشركات أنها تشتري وتحصل عليه. وتساءل بعض عما إذا كان إيلون ماسك الذي كثيرا ما يروج للتقدم التكنولوجي في الفعاليات والمعارض قبل أن يقلص خططه لاحقا، ومثل ما شفنا هذا الموضوع بالعديد من الأمور اللي طرحها إيلون ماسك، هل رح يكون فعلا قادر على تحقيق أهدافه الخاصة بالروبوت، وتحديدا انه هو حدد انه بالعام القادم رح يتم اطلاق هذا الروبوت البشري. طبعا نحن رح نواكبكم باخر المستجدات اول باول، بس خبرونا شو رايكم بموضوع انه عن جد يكون في روبوت بشري، انتم قادرين انكم تحصلوا عليه وتشتروه، سواء كان شركه او للافراد، ويقوم بالمهام الممله بالنيابه عنكم. علي شو رايك؟
انا والله احس يعني في يعني احنا بنتقدم هالمجال، مجال الـ AI، الـ Artificial Intelligence، ما أعرف العربي.
الذكاء الاصطناعي.
المهم أن يعني إذا نتقدم في هالمجال، يعني من ناحية الطب، من ناحية Entertainment، يعني من Gaming والسوالف،
يعني العالم الافتراضي كله لعب بالضبط دور وتغيرت كثير امور. صحيح
بالضبط. الاي اي جدا مهم. اللوادم لازم يستوعبون ان الارتفيشال انتليجنس هو المستقبل.
هل تتوقع انه احنا بعيدين عن تحقيق هاي الامور؟ يعني هل تتوقع وجود عن جد روبوت بشري احنا كثير بعيدين عن تحقيق هذا الموضوع؟
لا بالعكس. يعني صار الحين احنا صايرين مثل النايتروس، يعني على السريع، يعني
صح التطور والتقدم عم بيكون بسرعه. طب علي بدي اسالك سؤال، وبصدق لما بتسمع عن روبوت بشري بده يقوم بمهام وغيره، هل بيشكل لك نوع من التهديد او الثريت الموضوع؟ هل لا. ممكن يجي ياخذ وظيفتك ويطلع فينا لايف مثلا؟
ابدا لا. يعني اذا روبوت بيسوي شغلي في مجال ثاني، الانسان لا، يعني احنا نتقدم مع التكنولوجي.
تماما،
عرفتي؟
تماما.
فاذا في روبوت بيكون محل، يعني مثلا
يضبط الكاميرات مثلا،
يعني مثلا في الحين روبوت اوتوماتيك في الكمبيوتر، في برنامج ارتفيشال انتليجنس، كاميرا ورك، يعني يمين يسار زوم، فمن هالناحية يعني فيديوغرافر مو موجود، عرفتي؟ فاحنا ك يعني كناس لازم نتقدم طبعاً. نسوي شيء ثاني يعني مثلا اذا الاي اي يسوي هاللون
أو بالضبط اللي هو انه فعلا انه انت تطور من مهامك لحتى يعني تتقدم مع تقدم الامور التكنولوجيه الجديده او الذكاء الاصطناعي وغيره
طبعاً.
لانه في كتير فعلا ديبيت ونقاش وجدل حول هذا الموضوع انه هل الروبوتات رح تاخذ وظائفنا مثلا ام لا. ونقطه ذكرها كتير حلوه علي اللي هو انه موضوع انه نحن بنتقدم مع تطور التكنولوجيا مو بنرجع مثلا لورا او بنضلنا متمسكين بالامور اللي احنا عم نعملها منذ سنوات. خلينا ننتقل لتاني خبر معنا لليوم ونحكي عن مواقع التواصل الاجتماعي ومدى تاثيرها الكبير تحديدا بالفترات الاخيره. انضمت الممثله انجلينا جولي الى مواقع التواصل الاجتماعي بعد ما انشات حساب على الانستغرام. وجاء تواجد انجلينا جولي عبر مواقع التواصل الاجتماعي من اجل قضيه انسانيه وهي مساندة الشعب الافغاني. وكانت هي أول صورة وبوست بتنشره أنجلينا جولي اللي هي كانت عبارة عن رسالة من فتاة أفغانية عم تحكي فيها إنها خائفة من الذهاب إلى المدرسة في ظل الأوضاع اللي عم بتمر فيها البلاد. ولأنها لا تستطيع نشر رسالتها عبر مواقع التواصل الاجتماعي قررت أنجلينا جولي إنه يكون حسابها منبر لكل حدا بيحتاج إيصال صوته. وعلى الرغم من أنه أنجلينا جولي لم تنشر أي صور لها أو حتى لأسرتها ولكن فعلاً مبارح بأقل من 24 ساعة وصل عدد متابعيها إلى أكثر من 5 مليون متابع وأتوقع الآن تحديداً هي 6.7 مليون متابع تقريباً فيما حصدت الرسالة اللي نشرتها أكثر من مليون إعجاب. وتتابع أنجلينا جولي فقط 3 حسابات هي الجمعية الوطنية للنهوض بالملونين أيضا منظمة أطباء بلا حدود وأيضا المفوضية السامية للأمم المتحدة لشؤون اللاجئين. وتاني بوست نشرته أيضا عن أرقام اللاجئين حول العالم ذكرت فيها أنه رقم واحد بيجي السوريين اللاجئين أكثر من 6 مليون لاجئ حول العالم أيضا في من السودان وغيرها من الدول الأخرى. عم نشوف مواقع التواصل الاجتماعي بات إلى أثر كبير جدا بالفترة الأخيرة وعن جد يعني منتمنى من كل شخص عنده صدى لصوته مثل أنجلينا جولي مثل فعلا يعني هذا هو التأثير بحد ذاته انه فعلا يستخدموا المنبر تبعهم ليكون له تأثير إيجابي دعم قضية معينة ودعم حقوق الإنسان يعني قبل أي شيء تاني. آخر خبر معنا لليوم عن عالم التكنولوجيا وبدنا نحكي عن نتفليكس اللي دائماً بتطلق ميزات جديدة وتحديداً أيضاً بالفترة الأخيرة في ظل المنافسة الكبيرة بين شبكات البث. بدأت شبكة نتفليكس الآن العمل على دعم تطبيقها على أجهزة أبل بخاصية الصوت الثلاثي الأبعاد أو الصوت المحيطي. رح تكون الميزة متاحة للمستخدمين على أجهزة آيفون وآيباد أيضاً ضمن الإصدارين الحديثين 14 iOS 14 وكمان الأحدث رح يكون فيه هذه الميزة. للاستفادة من هذه الميزة الصوتية رح يكون على المستخدمين استعمال سماعات أذن أبل لاسلكي الأيربودز برو أو حتى الماكس حيث أنها ستدعمان الخاصية الصوت اللي هو مثل الصوت المحيطي رح يكون أو سبيشال أوديو. كما رح يتوجب على المستخدم أنه يدعم جهازه سواء كان آيفون أو آيباد أو أي إصدار للنظام بعد iOS 14 لدعم هذه الخاصية. رح تساعد هذه الخاصية الصوت المميزة من أبل على المستخدمين شعور وكأنهم داخل غرفة أو مكان بيأتي الصوت من كل جانب ليشعر انه في داخل مكان الحدث فعلا. لذلك رح يوفر دعم تطبيق نتفليكس لها اضافة مهمة لمشاهدي الخدمة خاصة وانه خدمات مثل ما ذكرنا ديزني بلس اتش بي او قدمت بالفعل هذا النوع من الدعم. عم نشوف منافسة كبيرة في خدمات البث وهذا كله هي المنافسة لصالح يعني دائما بنقول المستخدمين لذلك دائما بيطوروا من الميزات الخاصة فيهم لا يكونوا الافضل ويتم استخدامهم بشكل اكبر. بعد الفاصل مثل ما وعدينكم مقابلة جديدة مقابلتنا لليوم مع المؤسس والمدير التنفيذي لشركة Worker Apps للمدفوعات برافين رح يكون معنا. خليكم معنا ولا تروحوا لبعيد. عند رجعنا لكم من جديد ومعنا ضيفنا بالاستديو برافين المؤسس والمدير التنفيذي لشركة Worker Apps للمدفوعات. برافين welcome to the show. I have Thanks. To do the intro in Arabic. Just
thank you, Hala. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for being with us. At the beginning, we would like to hear more about Worker Apps. What do you guys do? And especially that it's into the online payment industry.
See, let me give you a brief background about myself. Mm-hmm. I've been in the payment industry for almost about 2 decades, starting in 1999, going right up to today.
Yeah.
And my journey started, and I've been a serial entrepreneur all this 20 years. My first project was Instant Cash.
Mm-hmm.
Instant Cash was a company or a product where you know, you could transfer money back home. The need was not there, but there was a big vacuum in the market.
Yeah.
As far as online payments were concerned.
Yeah.
Because most of the transactions used to happen through the remote access or lease lines. What we did is we basically went back and disrupted the market and put the money transfer on the World Wide Web. So we were the first one, I was the first one to come on the World Wide Web for money transfer.
Was it too early to do it?
Honestly, I thought it was early.
Yeah.
The people around me thought it was early, but I think it was the right time. Of course, the dot-com boom had already started and the bubble was becoming bigger and bigger. But fortunately, when we launched money transfer on the World Wide Web, it disrupted the market completely. Big players, I'm not naming them, big players basically went to their boardrooms and they had to run helter-skelter to basically match our speed.
Nice.
And what we did at that time is we got the transfer pricing, which was exorbitantly high, from $15 right up to $7.
Wow.
So we made it almost 50%. The speed was faster. Yeah. We got more modes of payments. And that's how my journey started in the online money transfer space.
And educating people and companies about the need for online payments and everything is something else as well.
I think initially, this particular market was more of a blue collar market. Mm. And you had workers, 80% of the population was workers. But these are the same workers who operate very sophisticated and big machines.
Yeah.
So it was only a matter of educating them for the first time.
Mm.
And once they got a hang of it and they saved money, it was faster and more secured. They basically...
You showed the need for...
The need was always there.
Yeah.
I showed the way.
Yeah. Amazing. What about worker apps now?
Worker apps actually was, again, there was a need in the market. Worker apps is, again, a money transfer company, but more than money transfer, it is also in the bill payment space. It's also in other payments, the last mile payments.
Mm-hmm.
And worker apps is, again, as I said, it's a need of the market. Starting worker apps, basically, I didn't want to, again, get into the same space and do the same Me Too product.
Yeah.
And you know, get lost in the such a huge market, very competitive market. So what we did is we found out whether there is a need for the product. Second, whether we can be disruptive again.
Mm-hmm.
And third is that whether we can have a mass around it, a huge mass.
Yeah.
And the biggest reason for doing worker apps was still money transfer costs are high.
Yeah.
So for a transfer to Africa, it costs you sometimes 6-7% of the transfer amount. Also, there is a huge vacuum in the corporate payments.
Mm-hmm.
So corporate payments today is also very costly.
Mm.
You end up spending $80 to $100 on a particular transactions. Again, we basically found the need and we did both corporate payments and personal payment. That's how Worker Apps was born. And today we have been able to gather traction and also get the pricing again to 50% of
That's
the present
amount. What about the trust? Like, how do your clients gain trust about, especially when it's payment and money?
I think very important in any new product are the people behind it.
True.
So if somebody who has launched this product is a known personality in the industry.
Yeah.
I think 50% to 60% of the trust comes from the people behind the product.
Right.
And your background, your history, your flawless banking and flawless payments history.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the trust comes. Second is on the technology side.
Yeah.
So we are on speed with the technology. We have the latest technology. We have...
Is it in-house?
It's in-house. It's all in-house. It's all customized. It's all made... it's basically a process or a work in progress for 20 years now.
Wow.
So it's been a journey where, you know, we have tried to fix every issue, fix every loophole in the space.
Yeah. What's the biggest challenge you faced, especially in worker, I would say worker apps?
See, I'll tell you what. I'll just give you a comparison of what was simple those days.
Yeah.
In my previous two products. Previous two products, you had more physical sales. You had more people used to travel to countries and, you know, tie up banks and tie up customers and, you know, get the business. Today, it's become a virtual world.
True.
So I think the most important and the most difficult space that any company, any new startup faces is that they have a product, they have a good product, they have a disruptive product, but how to take it to the audience?
Yeah.
That's becoming more and more challenging. Fortunately, again, for us, we have some good marketing people, we have some good marketing agencies, and we have been able to get traction right from Europe to Jordan to the GCC to Africa, and now we are going to and Canada. Mm-hmm. And now we are going to enter this side of the world, which is the GCC and the Greater Asia.
That's amazing. How was COVID with you guys?
COVID, on a global level, it is bad.
Yeah.
It's not. The world order has changed. People are at home. Work from home has become the new norm. But businesses like us have blossomed in this.
Exactly,
in COVID.
That's why I'm like, yeah, because, COVID should have been.
Absolutely. So because people who are here for a living need to transfer money.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the world. Yeah. And fortunately for us, we are in the right space.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And did you see any trend during COVID, raise in transaction or anything?
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. So for us, we have blossomed. Our month-on-month, so because our base is small now, we are a new company, we are a new startup, but the growth has been 300% month-on-month.
Wow, yeah.
So we are growing at a very fast pace. We are entering new markets, we are getting new licensing. We already have offices in Canada, in Hong Kong, in India, in USA, in UK, and very soon we'll have in Australia and the Middle East.
Amazing. And also, like, for a startup like that, you said that the fees are 50% less, right?
We have tried to do it.
So how did you do that?
Again, it's basically the knowledge of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, let's say, for example, you buy a mobile phone.
Yeah.
Now, if you buy it from Virgin Store or from some big name, definitely there'll be a little higher margin that will keep.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know where to buy from and how much to buy from and what time to buy it, that's where you get the pricing. So foreign exchange or currencies are the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know exactly what time you need to buy, how much you need to buy, and we are working on volumes.
Yeah.
So because of the volumes, we are able to get the pricing down.
Amazing. Also, what about, like, you're seeing a lot of traction in the last couple of months, let's say, and during COVID, but how do you see the payment industry, online payment in particular, in the future?
I think online payment industry is growing at a very fast pace.
Yeah.
I think it's with more, you know, artificial intelligence and machine learning and all these Internet of Things and all these things coming into our market, blockchain, cryptocurrency. Online payments is definitely on an upward curve. New players are going to come. New ways of doing business will definitely come. For example, you know, in some places, most of the places we have the mobile app, which basically works for a transfer. We have the web portal, but we have also put kiosks, unmanned kiosks, so a person can go to a shopping mall and do a transfer.
Yeah.
It's not here, it's in Saudi already. So
that's amazing. You so have it's evolving. Options. Yeah, yeah.
It's,
exactly.
So it's not only the mode of payments, it's the channel of payments also, which is growing.
Exactly.
And the way you do business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How important are partnerships for you guys?
Very important.
Very important.
Very important. And it's like any other relationship. Mm. So it's a relationship between wife and husband.
Yeah.
You know, it's as important as so you need to live healthily, properly, and that's how the. And that's how your business will grow.
Exactly.
Without relationships and without partnerships, the business is not going to grow.
Yeah, 100%. Do you think you will ever enter the crypto market?
See, I'll tell you what. Crypto is definitely going to become an order of the day in the near future, or rather in the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years. It all depends on the regulatory authorities, on the banks, on the central banks of the country. As soon as they adopt cryptocurrency or they launch their own currency globally, only then you'll see cryptocurrency being changed for the normal currency. Because today you have the fiat currency, which is the normal currency. Yeah. But if suppose somebody tells you, okay, keep crypto and give me fiat, you are not ready still.
Yeah.
But when your central bank or when your when the regulatory authority in your country says that, okay, no problem, you can take the cryptocurrency, it is legal, it is good, and there is an organized market, only then I think the cryptocurrency will become the real currency.
Interesting. Yeah, for sure. A lot of people are excited about this
space.
Very interesting point. And for worker apps, there are also competition and high competition in the region. So how do you guys deal with that?
Today we are fighting with ourselves. So as I said, you know, we are on an upward curve with 300% growth month on month. We have not seen competition yet, except for the fact that how we need to be better from the competition as far as the product is concerned, as far as our marketing is concerned, as far as all the ingredients that go into the business is concerned. Competition is definitely there. Again, as I
it's
said,
it's healthy as well.
It's healthy, and it's all it all depends on the people behind the game, how they face competition and how they see today. Again, you know, as I said in the earlier part of my conversation, is that sharing is caring.
Yeah.
So we have to be part. Partnerships are very important. Competition is there, but most of the competitors we make them complementary.
That's what
rather than competing with them.
That's amazing. I've been seeing that in the startup industry a lot. Like, instead of being a competitor,
they become complementary to each other.
Exactly. And that's really interesting to see in the past period of time. Tell us more about your future plans in worker apps.
As I said, you know, worker apps is today in certain regions.
How many countries?
We are now in 100 plus countries. But we need to consolidate more, we need to have more licensing, we need to have more bank accounts, we need to have more partnerships, we need to enter more products, and definitely along the way we'll have blockchain, cryptocurrency coming into the equation. So worker apps is definitely poised for a huge leap into the future. We are already growing month on month, and we see ourselves, if I'm not being too pompous about myself, you know, I see myself in the top 10 companies in the world in the payment space.
Nice. Best of luck for you guys, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Hala, and thank you for having me here, and all the best to you.
Thank you so much. We had with us Praveen, CEO and founder of Worker Apps. أنا بشوفكم بكرة بنفس الموعد. نهاركم سعيد جميعا. Bye.